It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is October 21st, 2021. And get this. It's time for some news. Hello, hello. It's news to me. Welcome. Hello to Stug and Northern Lights, X1, SMJ, all the cool people in Calm, Dirty Rig. It is not May 24th. It is October 21st. Don't let past Marcus confuse you. I am merely a ghost in the machine before we go live. I think that's kind of funny that there's a ghost version of me talking about the past news, which is kind of fun. But, you know, it's Thursday, so that means it's beer day. It also means it's kind of confusing day. My motorcycle's been having some mechanical problems that made me stay up too late, and so then I slept funny. So I'm just kind of in a weird way, but it's going to be all right. Hey! Chickpeas are boiling. That sounds like a good time. Thank you for being here and for tuning in. The wang of truth. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and let me just get back on track. Here we go. Thank you for being here. If you'd like to participate during the show, you can participate by SSHing over to SDF and joining the Calm program and chatting in the Anon Radio Room. All you got to do is SSH over as your username at sdf.org. If you don't have an account, you can use new at sdf.org, and then you'll be able to sign up. Once you sign up, you type com, C-O-M, at the prompt, press G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You will be in the Anon Radio Room, where you can hang out with all the cool people. And once you get used to Calm, you'll be able to chat with everyone at SDF, and you'll kind of get a feel for the universe. You can always go to Bboard for more help. Hey, Fog, welcome, welcome. All right, so we've got that going on. X1, speaking the truth. I do want to go ahead and mention that there is going to be a call-in show on the 28th, Thursday. There's going to be we have four slots available, so call and leave a voicemail at 1908, which is my extension. My VoIP program on my computer is messed up, so it logs in, and it has me logged in, and it will ring, my computer will ring, but the GUI does not actually work, so it won't launch, and I don't know how to fix it. I do have my SDF account connected to an ATA, but that's a bit, sorry, I'm getting a little too nerdy. Anyway, just if you want to participate in a call-in show on the 28th, leave me a voicemail at 1908. If I don't get enough submissions that way, I'll throw it out to Calm and see if anybody wants to do that there. But the important part will be, it'll be all over the phone, and so should be fun times. All right, that takes care of all of that. Let's go ahead and dial into the Matrix. Oh, come on.
World news.
There we go. Boom. We are now dialed in. We are connected to the world news. Let's get going. And something fun here. This news isn't totally depressing. At least I don't think so. First up, Africa's top university is going to bar unvaccinated people from going to campus. The University of Cape Town will require all staff and students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 starting in January. Details of the plan are expected in December, making Africa's top-ranking university the first in the country to require proof of vaccination in order to access the campus. South Africa launched electronic vaccination certificates this month and is debating whether to make inoculation mandatory for certain events. Only fully jabbed football fans were allowed to attend the match between South Africa and Ghana last week, the first time spectators have attended a sporting event in the Republic since the coronavirus struck early last year. Cricket has also followed suit. Cricket, a tobe sport. When I think of football and cricket, I think a tobe. Two major companies, financial services group Sanlam and medical aid provider Discovery, have meanwhile asked all staff to be immunized by 2022. X1, you're funny. The country worst hit by coronavirus in Africa was slow to start inoculating its population and is struggling with vaccine hesitancy. Jabs were opened up to children aged 12 and older on Wednesday in a bid to limit COVID-19 outbreaks in school. So we'll see how that plays out, but I think it's good to require vaccinations. I think the only way to get people to actually get vaccinated if they didn't voluntarily do it is require it if they want to do cool stuff. Like, do you want to go to concerts? Do you want to be able to renew your driver's license? All that stuff. Ride the bus. So there's a cool new bit of science out there, and apparently Vikings settled in North America exactly 1,000 years ago. Scientists say a new dating technique analyzing tree rings has provided evidence that Vikings occupied a site in Newfoundland, Canada in 1021 AD. It has long been known that Europeans reached Americas before Columbus's arrival in 1492, but this is the first time researchers have suggested an exact date. Writing in the journal Nature, scientists said they'd analyzed tree rings of three pieces of wood cut for the Norse settlement at Lanse-aux-Meadows. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong because it's French, but Lanse-aux-Meadows. They said that using an atmospheric radiocarbon signal produced by a dated solar storm as a reference, they were able to pin the exact felling year of the tree to 1021. So, yeah. So, we'll see how that goes. Such a solar storm, a huge blast of radiation from the sun that hits the Earth, was known to have taken place in the year 992 AD. This enabled them to determine a more accurate date than previous estimates for the camp of about 1000 AD. The association of these pieces with the Norse is based on detailed research previously conducted by Parks Canada. So, this is really neat. I thought it was a cool trick or a neat way to figure out how old something was. By using solar storms. Pretty neat. South Korea is joining the space race. So this is pretty cool.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, that's right. South Korea launched domestically produced space rocket for the first time. South Korea launched its first domestically developed space rocket on Thursday, carrying a 1.5-ton payload into orbit. It seeks to join the ranks of advanced spacefaring nations. The Korean Space Launch Vehicle 2, informally called Nuri and emblazoned with the South Korean flag, rose upwards from the launch site in Gohung, trailing a column of flame. It looks like it's soaring into the sky without problems, a commenter said. It's already remarkable that we have achieved this in our first attempt. The three-stage rocket successfully deployed its dummy satellite cargo, broadcasters reported, and cheering and applause broke out in the control center. In the National Assembly, lawmakers stopped proceedings to watch the launch. South Korea has risen from the ashes of war to become the world's 12th largest economy and a technologically advanced nation, home to the planet's biggest smartphone and memory chip maker Samsung Electronics, but it has lagged in the headline-making world of spaceflight, where the Soviet Union led the way for the first satellite launch in 1957. In Asia, China, Japan, and India all have advanced space programs. Excuse me. Oops, getting silenced. And the South's nuclear-armed neighbor North Korea was the most recent entrant to the club of countries with their own satellite launch capability. So, this is pretty cool. The South Korean space program has a checkered record. Its first two launches in 2009 and 2010, which in part used Russian technology, both ended in failure. The second one exploding 2 minutes into the flight, and Seoul and Moscow blaming each other. Eventually, a 2013 launch succeeded, but it still relied on Russian-developed engine for its first stage. The satellite launch business is increasingly the preserve of private companies, notably Elon Musk's SpaceX, whose clients include the U.S. space agency NASA and the South Korean military. But one expert said Nuri offered South Korea infinite potential. So this is really cool. I thought that was neat. I thought that was really cool. I was like, oh, this will be rad. And they say, we will realize the dream of landing our probe on the moon by 2030. So, to infinity and beyond. This will be pretty neat. I'm pretty excited about this. It's good for the world when we all have access to stuff. All right. Can't all be good news. 16 civilians are dead in overnight Eastern DRC village attacks. More than a dozen people also reported missing after the latest North Kivu attack blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces armed group. Attackers killed at least 16 people in three villages, according to a monitoring group in the latest attack to hit the troubled east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Kivu Security Tracker, which maps violence in the region, said on Thursday the killings occurred overnight in the villages of Mael, Kolimbo, and Toya in the Beni region of the North Kivu province. The ADF is suspected, the group added on Twitter, referring to the Allied Democratic Forces as ADF, which has long been active along the DRC's eastern border. Separately, civil society coordinator Maliki Mulala told AFP news agency the death toll was as high as 18. So, this is pretty rough. It's unfortunate. This sums it up. The threat is very complex. My allergies are acting crazy bad, so sorry, I have to keep stopping and coughing or sneezing. All right, what else is happening? Well, there was a storm in France. It left 250,000 homes without power. I'm not sure if now we just name, now they just name storms so that people, I don't get it. I don't know. Used to, hurricanes all had names. And then I guess the New England felt left out, so they started naming their snowstorms. And now it seems like everybody's naming storms. A powerful autumn storm named Aurore blasted parts of Western Europe on Thursday, knocking out power to 250,000 French homes and damaging buildings in at least four countries. Train services were disrupted by uprooted trees, littering tracks in France, Germany, and the Netherlands, and roofs were ripped off by many buildings, including at part of the stadium used by a professional soccer club in the Belgian city of Antwerp. A tornado early Thursday caused damage in Schwentenintel, a town near the German Baltic seaport of Kiel. Fire service official Kai Lessig told German news agency DPA that it destroyed greenhouses and brought down trees, which hit cars, but no one was injured. Local media reported that four people were injured in the Dutch town of Barendrecht on the southern edge of Rotterdam, as strong gusts ripped tiles off roofs and uprooted trees in a residential neighborhood in the early hours of the morning. Wind speeds reached 175 kilometers per hour. That's 109 miles an hour. Wow. In the Normandy town of Fécamp, according to the weather service. Okay, I guess that's why it gets a name, because this is like hurricane. It's hurricane strength winds. Jeepers creepers. Blown down trees, toppled power lines, and the Enedis utility said 250,000 homes were without electricity. Berlin's two zoos closed as a precaution for the day because of the high winds, and the animals were brought into indoor enclosures. In Erfurt, in central Germany, cemeteries were closed as a precaution. I feel like that is the most scariest thing I've read in a long time, especially in October. In central Germany, cemeteries were closed as a precaution. They mentioned Antwerp. There was some damage there as well. I hope you didn't get any of that, X1. Hey, PJP. Hello, hello. Welcome. I didn't see you even in comm earlier. What do we got? Yeah, I don't really care. He's dead to me. What else is going on? Well, you know,
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah, we got some music. We also got a bunch of domestic news to cover. Not a lot of fun stuff, but just, it's, you know, what's going on. Let's talk about something cool real quick, and then we'll play a song and jump on back into news. So, this is kind of interesting. U.S. surgeons test pig kidney transplant in a human. U.S. surgeons say they have successfully given a pig's kidney to a person in a transplant breakthrough they hope could ultimately solve donor organ shortages. The recipient was brain dead, meaning they were already on artificial life support with no prospect of recovering. The kidney came from a pig that had been genetically modified to stop the organ being recognized by the body as foreign and being rejected. The work is not yet peer-reviewed, or... why is this a news story, then? Why would you publish this, BBC? We have no proof that this is true or accurate, but here it is. Anyway, the work's not peer-reviewed or published. Experts say it's the most advanced experiment in the field so far. Similar tests have been done in non-human primates, but not people. Using pigs for transplants is not a new idea. Pig heart valves are already widely used in humans, and their organs are a good match for people when it comes to size. During the two-hour operation at the New University Langone Health Medical Center, the surgeons connected the donor pig kidney to the blood vessels of the brain-dead patient to see if it would function normally once plumbed in or be rejected. Over the next 2.5 days, they closely monitored the kidney, running numerous checks and tests. Lead investigator Dr. Robert Montgomery told the BBC's World Tonight program, "We observed a kidney that basically functioned like a human kidney transplant. That appeared to be compatible in as much as it did all the things that a normal human kidney would do. It functioned normally and didn't appear to be undergoing rejection." The surgeons transplanted a bit of the pig's thymus gland, too, along with the kidney. They think this organ might help stop the human body rejecting the kidney in the long term by mopping up any stray immune cells that might otherwise fight the pig tissue. A heart transplant recipient himself, Dr. Montgomery says there's an urgent need for finding more organs for people on waiting lists, although he acknowledges his work is controversial. So, So that's what's going on there. So I just thought that was pretty cool. I was like, hey, So anyway, that's kind of a bit of an interesting thing. My big thing was just that it was weird that it was a brain dead person. It's like, they could have maybe just taken the organs from the brain dead person and used them. I don't know. Anyhow, life isn't all fun and games. It's full of blues, light, shadow, all that kind of stuff. So we got a song for you. Why?
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
You know, that's just what happens. So we're going to play a song. I'm just looking for one that's short enough because, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Always got to find the shorter version of the song if we got it. Here we go. This is a song from the Blues Brothers, and it's called Rubber Biscuit.
Do that again.
Ball, ball, ball. Here, on a hit on a hit river. Here, on a number, 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 number. Here, on a hit on a chicken water. Higher, on a hit on a hit river. Here, on a hit on a hit river. Higher, on a hit.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have 2 slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Ball, ball, ball. Here, on a hit, 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 here, on a never, 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 never. The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow. The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow. Here on a hit on a hit of water. I got a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. Here on a hit on a hit of water. wanna hum on a show up. Deal wanna hob up a chicka one. I rather hun on a hitty one. Say rather name on a hum on a hill rather hin on a hitty. Here rather hun on a hitty wabba. Deal mama hob up a show up. Gay rather hin on a chicka one. I rather hin on a chicka one. Here rather hin on a hua. Zool mama hob up a chicka one. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow, ooh.
Elwood! Elwood!
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. It is Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF is powered by the listeners. So if you enjoy listening to Anon Radio, consider joining SDF. It doesn't cost you anything, but it's just good to have a nice, healthy community. If you are enjoying the show and want to listen to more Anon Radio, you can always go to anonradio.net to see all the schedule going on, or if you're in comm, just press the equal key. You'll get to see all the upcoming shows, including the number one show, the show everybody knows and loves, The Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Happens every single day at 1930 UTC. That is in just about 6 minutes and some change. So if you're already listening, stick around. It's a good time. And if you jump into comm, it's even more fun. It gets a little crazy sometimes. We got Santani Sounds and Language Soup coming up later today. And tonight at 00 UTC, you got Giant Steps, and followed by Pleasure and Discomfort. So these are some shows. The calendar is so full. Lots of stuff going on. And don't forget, tomorrow, Hear Now the Words from Publius at 1500 UTC. Oh boy, oh boy. You know it.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
So we got domestic news to talk about. Lots of domestic news. So I don't know. It's stuff that I think is important to know, but I mean, you can see, you turn on your TV and you can see a lot of this news too. And it's just frustrating. So away we go.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So the backlog is still booming over there in California. Cargo ships at the southern port have reached an all-time high as the crisis continues to overwhelm America's busiest port complex. More than 100 ships are waiting to unload thousands of containers outside the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The backlog has seen dozens of ships idling in the water outside the ports for weeks, and the bottleneck is expected to continue into next year. The Biden administration has pledged to expand port operations to address the mounting problems amid an overwhelming demand for imported consumer products and a shortage of trucks, drivers, and warehouse workers. So, America, we're on the way out. In Texas, a nurse has been found guilty of killing patients by injecting them with air. That's right, a Texas nurse has been found guilty of the murder of four patients who died after he injected them with air following heart surgeries. William Davis, age 37, was convicted of capital murder by a jury on Tuesday and could now face the death penalty. Prosecutors said he targeted seven people from June 2017 to January 2018. Christus Mother Francis Hospital, where the attacks took place, said it hoped that the jury's verdict helps bring some closure to those harmed. The men were aged between 47 and 74 and experienced seizure-like symptoms and died from fatal brain damage after the air was injected into their arterial lines. The court heard that the four men killed by Mr. Davis had initially been recovering well from their operations, and the doctors had been at a loss as to how their conditions had deteriorated so rapidly. Authorities said it was only once doctors saw CT scans that showed air in the patient's brains that they realized something was amiss. So, yeah, big surprise. Matt Gaetz is an unhinged person who happens to be a politician. And he believes someone may be trying to kill him, he said in a speech. Congressman Matt Gaetz used a speech in the House of Representatives to make the stunning claims that someone is trying to kill him. The Florida lawmaker said that he had received a threat on Twitter from a professional hitman who said he traveled to Washington, D.C. to attack him. The Republican claimed that the Capitol Police had recommended the individual in question be arrested, but Department of Justice had refused. Anyway, Matt Gaetz is just an unhinged person. But they're in Congress. And so it's just scary, but it's something to be aware of so you know who the crazies are, or who the wild people are. I guess crazies is a bad word. That's kind of belittling mental health issues. So this is very upsetting. Pissed me off really bad this morning. Oklahoma woman convicted of manslaughter over a miscarriage. An Oklahoma woman's conviction under the charges of third-degree manslaughter for a miscarriage she suffered has sparked outrage among rights groups. Indigenous woman Brittany Poulaw was sentenced to 4 years in a state prison by Comanche County Courthouse this month for a miscarriage she suffered last year. A notice of intent to appeal was filed by her lawyer last week. The prosecution alleged 21-year-old Poulaw was using methamphetamine, a nervous system stimulant often used as a recreational drug, and it was one of the several conditions contributing to the miscarriage. An autopsy confirmed the presence of meth in the fetus. However, the National Advocates for Pregnant Women said in a statement there is no evidence that the meth use caused the miscarriage. They added that the state's murder and manslaughter laws don't apply to those who suffer miscarriages before 20 weeks. And even when applied to later losses, Oklahoma law prohibits prosecution of the mother of the unborn child unless she committed a crime that caused the death of the unborn child. But, much like many laws in the United States, they kind of just, the Justice Department just kind of ignores them, and they just kind of prosecute you if you want. So, best to just not get arrested and hope that you are not one of the people in a class that the military or the police want to abuse. U.S. student dies after choking during hot dog eating competition because we are that dumb. And parents of unrestrained girl killed on ride sue theme park. Parents of a 6-year-old Colorado girl who fell 110 feet to her death on a theme park ride after not being buckled in are suing the park. On her family's first trip since the pandemic began, 6-year-old Wongel Estefanos got on a vertical drop ride at a Colorado amusement park with her uncle, aunt, and cousin last month. When the floor pulled away beneath them, everyone else fell in their seats down a 110-foot underground shaft. But Wongel, who was not strapped to her seat, plunged to her death. So, Jesus Christ. Terrible. We're going to run out of time. There's a great story called Nobody Cares, I Have Nowhere to Live. Wildland firefighters struggle with homelessness, which is kind of, I don't know, it's very funny because more and more people will be homeless and die alone and really sad, and nobody really cares. Anyway, it's going to be time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope coming up in just about, 30 seconds or so? 20 seconds? So, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. This has been News to Me. We'll be back tomorrow at 1900 UTC.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.